بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث we did yesterday عن جرير بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال كنا عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فنظر إلى القمر ليلة البدر وقال إنكم سترون ربكم عيانا كما ترون هذا القمر لا تضامون في رؤيته. متفق عليه. هذا جرير بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه narrates that we were once with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as he looked at the full moon. And he said, you will see your Allah in person just as you are seeing this moon. Your view of him will not be impeded. It will not be disrupted by you looking. Sometimes when there are too many people trying to see one sight, one view, then you get in the crowd, one person will block the view of another person. Or sometimes a person is sitting in a bayan and happens to be sitting in the back. Somebody that is sitting in front of him will block his view, so he can't see the speaker very clearly. Or sometimes he may be sitting behind a pillar or behind a wall. So there may be some impediments in his way in seeing what he needs to see. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining that لا تضامون في رؤيته, that nothing will come in the way of him seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Allah ta'ala's brilliance. كما يليق في شأنه, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it, how it is suitable as far as the greatness and the zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the brilliance that is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how it is suitable, that's how it will happen. Exactly we don't know, but the brilliance a person will be able to appreciate of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. Today we come to the last hadith of this kitab. Inshallah we'll do the translation of it now in the Arabic. We'll read it at another occasion when we can make some dua also. Hazrat Suhaib radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when the people of Jannah enter Jannah, Allah ta'ala will ask them, do you desire that I give you anything more? Can you imagine what a scene this is? This is the last marhala, the last phase now. People of Jannah enter Jannah. Everything is over now. All that hisab kitab, that accountability. Before that, the maut. Before that, the sakarat. Then the qabr, the questioning in akhirat. Everything now is over. Now the Jannah is enter Jannah. And now they're seeing the pleasures and the beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. At this time, Allah ta'ala will ask them, do you desire that I give you anything more? They will reply, oh Allah, have you not illuminated our faces? Have you not admitted us into Jannah and saved us from Jahannam? This would be like the best thing that could happen up till that point, that Allah Ta'ala had given them izzat, respect. Allah Ta'ala entered the Jannatis into Jannat and saved them from the fire of Jahannam. Then the veil will be lifted. This is the height of the beauty, the height of the enjoyment, the height of the ecstasy that a person will experience in Jannat. The veil between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be lifted. They will then, now between the Jannatis, and they will not have been given anything that was more beloved to them than seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing will be more beloved than a person actually enjoying the beauty of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the height of the beauty that a person, or the height of enjoyment that the mu'min, a believer, will enjoy in Jannat. Allah ta'ala mentions one ayat of the Quran, وَجُوهُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ نَاظِرَةٍ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٍ. Many faces on that day will be splendid, will be shining, will be bright, will be brilliant. Why? Because of them looking at Allah Ta'ala. Because of them looking at their sustainer. So their faces will be bright, bright, bright. Sometimes you find that when the light is shining on a person's face, his face is bright and you're standing at a place where there is no light. But you can see the brightness of the face you can see the brightness of the light on the person's face. It's not actually the face that is bright, but it's the brightness of the light that is causing that face to be brilliant. Think of a patient on the chair of the dentist. Dentist got the light on his face. And now you'll see that the light is causing that face now to become bright. So imagine there's no brighter light than the light and the brilliance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the floodlights and all the spotlights of the world get together. Can't give the brilliance and the light, that the beauty and the brilliance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nur will cause. So can you imagine what nur will be emanating from the faces of the Jannati just by viewing and seeing the brilliance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is what is meant by وُجُوهُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ نَاظِرَةٍ. Many faces on that day will be very brilliant looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of appreciating the great, great ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of doing those actions that will take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take us closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and eventually take us close and cause us to enter Jannah so that we can enjoy all this beauty and all these bounties of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in Jannah. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.